dog's name is Shadow, and last summer in South Dakota, Paul and I were going canoeing, or paddle boating, actually, and we tried to get him to come in the back of the paddle boat with us, but we couldn't get him to come in, and he just paced and paced and paced and paced and ran up and down the shoreline trying to follow us the entire time.
He was just worried about us because he was throwing a stone on that.
He was like, it's not normal.
He got there, but I'll say.
Yeah, he wouldn't even calm down with me there. He was trying to follow. He was like, you don't understand, Mom, he's gonna drown out there. When we got him to come in on the side, he ended up slipping off the dock or slipping off the rock and falling in again. And my dad thought, oh, well, it'll be fun. He just needs to be totally immersed, and he'll learn how to swim the hard way. So my dad picked him up and threw him over this big boulder and into the water. So he's had several traumatic experiences, and to this day I cannot get him to go into water except to drink it or to eat the snow, which he loves to do.
I was in Athens with my then girlfriend and good friend Matt, and you had left by this point. We went and like smoked weed on top of this hotel right below the fucking Acropolis. Oh my god, it was so trippy. It was really beautiful and amazing. And then we're like, let's walk around in the streets. And we find this gang of like wild dogs, and they just like start following us around. And like, let's fucking follow these dogs around Athens and see where they lead us. So we were walking around, they were leading us around the Acropolis, and we were part of a fucking dog gang, because it did rock, it was the shit, we were so high, and like, they would like, be only cool to us, like if there were people who were dicks, they'd come up and they'd start barking and shit, like we were in the fucking elite inside of the fucking dog group, but like, you know, anyone try to fuck with our shit, they're like, rawr, 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 rawr. They start barking and tearing up their shit. And there were douchebags walking by. They were like, you could tell, like, when you could see them in a distance, because it's all in intuitions, yeah. Like, these greasy, Greek-ass motherfucking Euro-trash bitches walking around, you know, and they're barking, fuck, rawr, rawr. You're like, yeah, bitch, you try and fuck with us, you're gonna have a fucking hound eviscerate you. Take that shit. So we were walking around, and we were part of a fucking dog gang. Yeah. Story told.
Okay, so this one time my husband and I were at his parents' house and we brought our dog with us and we'd let her out into their backyard and my mother-in-law went to get her and she came back in the room without Darla and she sounded like something like horrible had happened and she was like, your dog has something in its mouth. And so my husband and I rushed over there to the glass door and there were little like feet wiggling come poking out of like the corners of her mouth and like her cheeks were just bulging and that's all we could see. And we took her out into the front in the driveway and we were trying to coax her to open her mouth and she wouldn't like take her favorite treats or anything. But we finally got her to open her mouth. And what she had inside her mouth were three baby bunnies and they weren't hurt at all. There wasn't a scratch on them and they were going meep, meep, meep. And they started rolling down the driveway and my mother-in-law chased after them and she picked them up with a towel, a paper towel, so they wouldn't like smell like people. And we put them back in the nest and my mother-in-law checked on them later and they were fine and they grew up to be normal rabbits. But the thing I always wonder about is like, what was my dog planning to do with them?
I had a dog that once we gave him a Tootsie Roll and he ate it and there was like 10 of my friends there. He ate it, he puked it back up and then ate his puke. It was so fucking funny and everybody was like, no! And he did it anyway, it was so good. It was so funny.
life.
To the bridge. Oh, grandma. Oh, grandma. Oh, grandma.
So think of this tape as a personal coach. If you don't understand something, rewind. We'll repeat it. And if you're still not sure, rewind. We'll repeat it. And if you're still not sure, rewind. We'll repeat it. And if you're still not sure, rewind. We'll repeat it. And if you're still not sure, rewind. We'll repeat it. And if you're still not sure, rewind. We'll repeat it. And if you're still not sure, rewind. We'll repeat it. And if you're still not sure, rewind. We'll repeat it. And if you're still not sure, rewind. And if you're still not sure, rewind. We'll repeat it. If you're still not sure, rewind. And if you're still not sure, rewind. 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 If you're still not sure, you're likely to find the answer in our viewer's guide that's included with this tape.
Before there's any recording happening.
I hate you guys. Oh,
no,
my
you
God.
Don't. Bullshit. Bullshit. You don't hate us.
Nobody hates
you. You hated us, you put your vagina away.
Sarah, come here.
If you hated us, you put your vagina away.
Tears from your eyes. It's the blood from my nose. Turn the paper. Joking on secrets that no one knows. Stomach walls, well they can't talk. Let's listen carefully to what they have to say. Fuck off!